Welcome back to Our Queer Experience. If you're new to our podcast, we like to highlight the diversity around the queer community. Today we have a really special episode for you. We have Jorge Santana, a terrific ally of the queer community. Andre, tell us a little bit more about him.
Yeah, Jorge is the founder of Queer Pride Bowties, a nonprofit that is focused on celebrating and bringing awareness to issues within the queer community. And not just that, but also making a difference through charitable giving. So we are so happy to have you here, Jorge.
I just want to say thank you very much for giving me the time to, you know, talk about the company that I've created that I'm extremely passionate about, and also, you know, celebrating, you know, details of what we accomplished in 1 year.
Yeah, it is your 1 year anniversary. That is astounding that you survived the first year and you're heading to the next year stronger than ever, right?
You know, we've learned a lot, and the most important thing about it, I think that we've made some incredible friends, and the support has been wonderful. So
I guess before we even get into that, it's so awesome that you're an ally and you're doing this. Can you kind of tell us about the motivation behind being such a powerful ally?
Well, it kind of took a long time to be able to get it up and running. The first thing that I did is I went and looked at a demand, and I saw that nobody was selling quality bow ties to, it started with the gay community, for example. And it took 2 years to get the company up and running. The wonderful thing about that is they gave me an ability to continue to understand people better, know better about the LGBTQ. And it was a great learning experience, because by the time that we had a product ready, you know, I understood better, and I think we were able to customize the product to be something that I never thought we would be able to offer. So, you know, I could tell you a little bit how we're different than what the normal market does, and we're extremely proud of what we've done in 1 year. If you want me to, I can tell you about that.
Yeah, please.
Yes, please.
So how we're different is that if you go into our website, the first thing that you see is our mission statement. And our mission statement is really important because it states that it does not matter that if you're lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, ally, whatever religion affiliation you currently have, we want to unify people instead of breaking people apart. And that is why we donate $5 for a bow tie that we sell. The other thing that we're popular about is that we don't use any models. We truly believe that everyone is beautiful. And we ask people if they'd like to take a picture of themselves, and then we add that to the Hall of Fame part of our website. And it's just a way of trying to unify and trying to encourage people to be who they are, because I think everyone is just an amazing, you know, people. So that's something that we're really passionate about. I don't think that I did not answer your question of why am I a passionate ally. And, you know, through my educational part, there's still some things that need, you know, we need to make sure that people truly understand. You still have 28 states in the United States that can fire anyone for being part of the LGBTQ, and they have no repercussions associated with that. We have a long ways to be able to make sure that we don't lose the qualities that the LGBT has. We want to make sure that does not get taken away. If you take a look into, for example, the highest suicide rate is part of the LGBT. And the reason why is because being bullied in school and going home and then not being accepted by their parents. And most of the time, it's such a homophobic environment that it's easier to be able to commit suicide, which is really sad. And taking it a step further, you know, step even further, if you look at statistics, the highest rate for someone to be homeless is part of the LGBTQ because they're being kicked out by their parents. So those are things that truly motivate me. I want to make sure that, you know, we can continue to unify instead of trying breaking people apart. And this is part of my life now, and I may not be an LGBT part, but to me, I feel like I am part of it.
That's great. It's so cool to kind of hear your inspiration from just hearing about all those stats about you know, people being able to be fired or evicted, and the high homelessness rate amongst LGBTQ plus youth, and the high suicide and depression rate amongst us as well. A couple of weeks ago, we had a show on eating disorders and how that's also rampant in the queer community as well. So it's really awesome that you're bringing attention to a lot of these issues through your company.
Right.
Have you always been a strong ally?
I've always had people around my life that have been part of the LGBTQ. So that has never been something that, how can I best put this? It's something that I feel extremely comfortable around. But one of the stories that I'd like to tell you is, because it took 2 years to get my company up and running, I added a lot of these different staff. I had conversations with people about it. I try to make sure that, you know, one of the things that I've noticed is a lot of people feel insecure about people that are transgender. And I've always told them, I've never met someone that is a transgender person that is not a nice person. Just think about it, everything that they go through. And when I put that human side associated with it, I've had too many people that said, Jorge, I used to not have, for example, any gay or queer friends, but now that I've worn your bow ties, you know, now I have more gay friends, and I'm glad that you kind of opened my eyes to a different perspective for it. So I feel like my responsibility is to continue to, you know, bring an insight on different parts of it. First of all, to be able to show that allies are here to be able to help as well. And moving forward, you know, hopefully in the near future, all that stuff will matter, because I think the generations that are coming up are more open to and embracing, you know, people being different.
Wow. Yeah. That is the reminder of humanizing people. That is great.
Right.
And I hope you're right that we won't need to do that.
I think that it needs a lot of work, and we still have, you know, a lot of legislature things that, you know, we need to be able to, you know, make sure that people realize that, you know, some of the things that are trying to pass, they're not right. So even here in Kansas, there's some legislatures that are trying to pass that. I did not want to get involved politically, but when anything comes across and it's affecting the LGBTQ, there's no way that I cannot not get involved. So definitely I can, you know, we can talk about that for a long time, but I just want to let you know that, you know, I know that I'm not the only one out there. You'd be surprised how many people, just looking at my numbers, half of my customers are allies. And I think that that's a good sign. So, and believe it or not, grandmothers, aunts, parents are just excited to buy a bow tie, because one of the things that we do is we write a thank you note, and if they give us their personal message, we can write it in their behalf and then ship it out. And they love it because most of the time they already have dual income. They, you know, they're pretty well set, and it's really difficult to find them a gift. So we've been kind of like the part to be able to surprise them, and then it's just a way of whatever message they would like from, you know, you're really special in our life. You know, there have been some really cool messages that I've written, and it's just part of the service that we do. We're kind of old school.
That's really cool. So it sounds like a lot of your work is creating or in helping allies find their voice.
It's that, but I also want to take it into the next step of the company is also focusing on, here's an example. We just created a pink bow tie, right? And the pink bow tie, for every $400 that we donate, we will be sponsoring 12 women that lost their hair due to chemo to have a wig. And if you look in the market, we are the only ones that have a pink bow tie that have a ribbon on the corner. Every other bow tie on the market is full of ribbons. There's nothing like as classy as what we currently have to offer. But the thing is, if someone buys our bow ties, they're going to know that our name is Gay Pride Bow Ties. So in a way, if they really want like the story and like what we're doing, they're not going to care about the name any longer. Then I've done my part as an ally.
Yeah. So it's that reminder that you were saying at the beginning, how we're all connected and here to work together so that all of us can be better.
And then I look at it as, why can we not say as the LGBT, we serve the community as a whole? And I think that's when we'll continue to make even a bigger impact. So, because a lot of times I'm Hispanic, you know, sometimes people tend to just stay in their, you know, little cliches. And what I'm trying to do is to branch out and say we're serving everyone in itself. Right?
Cool.
It's very well said.
Yeah.
And we haven't even talked about that yet.
That was actually where I was going to head with it. I wanted to ask you about if you could maybe sum up your first year in business, some of the, you know, setbacks that you've experienced and some of the successes as well.
Sure. Before we do that, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the company. For example,
yes,
where the product comes from and everything else, because then that will explain a little bit more.
Please.
So, you know, I noticed that nobody was providing quality bow ties to the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is, more than what I ever wished it would happen, the silk is from the United Kingdom and it is hand woven. And we feel really fortunate about that because some of the patents that they can do, for example, the black bow tie that it's on the market, if you touch where the LGBT flag is at, it's part of the silk. There is no one out there in the market that has a black bow tie like that. And, you know, we took that and then we ship it to Vermont where they make the bow ties by hand. It's not a machine. It's just, you know, it's considered to be top of the class for it. Then we add the giving back to the community because every bow tie has a story. And that's where we know that if you look back at the whole year, or feedback from the customers is, when I'm wearing something, I'm not wearing a bow tie. I'm wearing something that has meaning behind it, and they feel empowered by actually wearing something it's given back as well, too.
Cool. And
so,
it's employing people in a responsible way, too.
Mm-hmm. So one of the challenges that we've had is, you know, I'm definitely a giver. We get requests from people on a daily basis that are asking us to donate. And I've had to learn to be able to say, I can't do that. But that's why we will always, every 6 months and every year, we'll post exactly how much we've donated so we can be transparent with people. And I think I want to continue to do that because I don't want anyone to ever question, where is the money going to? What is it that we're currently doing? And that's why yesterday was an important day, so we could be able to actually say all the donations that we've done.
Yeah, and why don't you tell us some of those numbers, because they're pretty awesome.
Okay, so every bow tie has a different story behind it. For example, the one that goes sideways goes to next year's LGBT prom here in Kansas City, which is for Kansas City Center of Inclusion. And in 1 year, we donated $300. The previous year, I was in charge of the prom, putting everything together. This year, I stopped just because it was almost impossible to be able to have some time and be able to do that. But I'm still going to volunteer coming up in May when the prom happens, and I'm still going to volunteer for like 6 hours. I really truly believe in what they're doing, and it's a great safe haven for people to go and have an amazing time, and I cannot wait. Last year was a blast, and I think it'll be great this year. The other one that we do is for the Kansas City AIDS Walk. That's the most unique bow tie that we currently have. It does two designs. It goes up and down, and if you turn it, it goes sideways as well, too. So it kind of looks like the LGBT flag. The colors on both of those bow ties are fantastic. If you go outside on the sun, it just pops out. We've donated $300 for the AIDS Walk in Kansas City. In 1 year. They are just a fantastic organization. Not only do they focus on HIV and AIDS, but they focus a lot on all the education around the Midwest. They do an amazing job. The next one is the new pink bow tie that we currently have, which is for the Breast Cancer Resource Center out of the YMCA of Princeton. In 2 months, we already donated $100. And we sponsored three women that lost their hair to be able to have a wig. And that's a different, you know, bow tie as well, too. If you touch where the ribbon's at, it's going to be part of the silk. And I'm extremely proud of that because now it's something that we can start saying that we're, contributing to the community. Plus, I also had a lot of women customers that were wondering, when is it that you're going to do something more for us? And that's an answer to their questions that they want wanting us to do. The last one is the black bow tie that we talked about earlier, that if you touch where the LGBT flag is at, it's part of the silk it is hand woven. There's a picture on our website that shows how difficult the silk is to be able to make. That organization is Ecofalan. It's an organization out of Portland that focuses on helping kids from Mali, Africa. They kind of have like a YMCA. They are extremely try to empower women because most of the time they only focus on the males. They don't focus as much on the females. And they teach them how to be able to do artwork and everything else. So it's a fantastic organization. And in 1 year, we've been able to sponsor 7 kids in Mali, Africa to go to school for 1 year.
Wow.
The total donation
on
that. The other thing that we've done that we're really passionate about is that we want to help stop bullying. And we've given out 6,500 braces that said help stop bullying. The total amount of that is roughly around 1,250. The total donations that we did in 1 year was 2,600. And if you look at all the bow ties that we sell, we donated an average of $13.50, which is higher than what we expected to do. But we were just passionate about being able to help and contribute.
That's so cool.
That's very cool, man.
Thank you. We also donated to, I'm Hispanic, so we donated $200 to the Puerto Rico Fund. I think what's going there, it's. I feel really sorry for the people in Puerto Rico. And then we also donated for the coloring books for Pride. We donated $50. So everything that we donated is black and white. We put everything there, so that way we're pretty transparent on what we do.
That's so cool. And that coloring book, the Gay Pride coloring book, is Dr. Holt, who we had in the show a few months ago now.
Yeah, a few weeks ago at this point.
I got to meet him in the Human Rights Campaign, and he is an amazing person, and what he's doing in the community is just fantastic.
It really is. By the way, what you're doing in the community is very fantastic, Jorge. I feel like that should be pointed out to you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I feel like we're not doing enough, to be honest with you. But we're just getting started, and it's extremely rewarding what we've done, and hopefully we can continue to grow, and this could be something that we could be able to do full-time.
Absolutely. So where do you see the company going in the next year and the next 5 years?
I want it to be a place that, you know, people feel empowered by it. You know, probably our mission statement is something that I truly believe. I truly believe that we could continue to try to unify people and making a difference in people's lives. It's been extremely rewarding to be able to get some of the pictures and stories behind the things that were in the Hall of Fame part of our website. I don't know. It's just I enjoy being around people, hearing their stories, you know, seeing how things are being progressed. And I like to be able to have additional bow ties down the road in the near future. The only bad thing about that is that it costs so much money to be able to bring additional bow ties. But hopefully if the demand continues to be there, we could continue to grow more. Probably one of the things that will help us down the road is if, for example, we could ever, you know, have like someone like Ellen DeGeneres, you know, wear bow ties, which we've sent our bow ties to her, or eventually a celebrity in that perspective that finds what we're doing and likes the passion that we're trying to do behind. We're not looking for any endorsements. We're just eventually, hopefully, just a picture and add it to the Hall of Fame part, but I think that would go a long way. So,
for sure.
You know, that type of thing, that, you know, empowerment on that part.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I wish, you know, Ellen or Neil Patrick Harris or Zachary Quinto or another one of those major queer, Laverne Cox, one of those major queer celebrities out there right now. Who knows, maybe they listen and they hear you and they'll come and contact you.
You know, they're really difficult to get a hold of. I know that they get a lot of requests, but I'm hoping that through doing this through a year and they can see our transparency of what we're trying to do. You know, we're just, truly, honestly, you know, we don't spend a lot of revenue advertising, and the reason why is because our budget is limited on that perspective. But we kind of spend most of our budget on doing the bracelets as it helps stop bullying and getting the word out that way. Or when someone sends me the picture of themselves and we tweet it, we Instagram it, that's how we get our word out. It's more like a ground-based, root-based. And it's just, I don't know, I feel like at least when people are purchasing our product, I can't say it enough, I feel like they're wearing it with pride because of what we're trying to do behind it. And, you know, I didn't even talk about how the box that we currently have, I glued that together and I put a little ribbon on top. We put a description of what the nonprofit is, and then I write a thank you note for, you know, if someone purchased it for us. And if they purchase it in behalf of someone else, I ask them, and then I'm more happy to write the thank you note in their behalf as well. So we're just kind of old school. We definitely like to focus on little details that make a difference and go from there.
Everything's handmade. So cool.
The other thing that, if you like, we can talk about it, we actually submitted to the Shark Tank, if you like.
Oh, yeah, tell us more about that.
So the experience was kind of different. I did not know what to expect. I've never submitted for a show like that. You know, the first thing that they tell us is don't show up before 9. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to show up 30 minutes early, right? There was already 300 companies ahead of me.
Oh, my gosh.
So much for following the rules, right?
Yeah.
But it was a great experience. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about in the show is to, after we proposed, we put something on Twitter. And the follow-up on that was extremely amazing. We had 246 retweets. We had 294 likes. But there were 70,428 people that actually saw our tweet or were engaged in it. And
I think that
shows that there's a demand for it. I think, you know, what we proposed at the Shark Tank, and I feel comfortable saying this, is we're proposing to be able to talk about our mission statement. But what I think would be really cool to be able to do is kind of do a runway and talk about some of the pictures that we currently have and have people dressed up in that moment and walk down and then hold a picture of themselves. And then we can talk about some of the amazing things that have happened. So, for example, we had a ally that went to a lesbian wedding for the first time. And one of the requirements that they currently have was you have to have a bow tie, and they wanted to be a rainbow bow tie. And he told me, Jorge, I'm glad that I found your company because by far I had the best bow tie. But he took a picture with them. And then that picture, we made it into the Gay Weddings magazine. And so there's moments like that where one of my best friends walking his daughter down the aisle and he was wearing her bow tie. Or, you know, there's so many different people that have just had amazing moments that took a picture with the bow tie that I think would be great to be able to show. You know, we had like our first transgender person. Now we have our second one that's from Canada. And then we also have allies that took pictures of it. And then we've had a kid that took a picture. I think it can be able to show how everyone is human and everyone has a story to be able to tell. And I think that actually would transcend well for a show. So not only that, but what we're trying to accomplish and how we're trying to make a difference.
Yeah, so not just every bow tie has a story, but every person that wears the bow tie has a story too.
Right. Yeah, that's probably the part that I've enjoyed the most. And then I also want to point out that there's some people that are very private, and I respect the fact when people want to be private and don't want to share that. I'm 100% support. But for the people that have helped us, that kind of there are models, there are story behind us. I just cannot. Mm-hmm. I am so grateful and thankful because they've been able to make my dream come true. So from that perspective, I don't know how to be able to say thank you. It's been fantastic.
That's so great. Chris, how are we doing on time?
We should probably wrap up, but I want to ask Jorge, so if our listeners are interested in checking out your bow ties, we share your website and probably your Twitter handle probably for them too?
Sure. No, that. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Our website is it's simple. It's www.gaypridebowties.com. Our Twitter is gaypridebowties.com, at gaypridebowties.com. Same thing on Instagram or Facebook. It's everything is gaypridebowties.com. And if you'd like to send me an email, you know, the other thing that I'd like to talk about is for international customers, just send me an email, which is gaypridebowties.com@gmail.com. I will send them a customized quote for the shipping portion of it. We'll work together and we'll figure out a way of getting them a bow tie.
Super cool.
Fantastic.
So no matter where they are.
Yeah, we've had – one of the great things is that we actually had three international sales, and which was Australia, which was right before, you know, the country accepted same-sex marriage, which was great to be able to do. The second one was in Malaysia, and which is somebody that's been following you for 2 years, and it was a great pleasure that he actually purchased one of our bow ties. And the last one was for a second trans person in Canada. So, you know, if anybody internationally would like to be able to have our bow ties for the quality that we're doing, just please have them send me an email, which is gaypridebowties@gmail.com. I can send them a customized quote for the shipping, and we'll get it taken care of. So we're really excited that, you know, we're internationally we're touching people's lives as well.
Super cool.
But I also want to tell you guys thank you so much for being so accommodating. And I think that what you guys are doing is wonderful. And as we continue to grow, I would love to be able to come back and tell you the stories of what we've accomplished and what we've done. You know, one of the things that I would like to point out is, you know, we were able to go to PFLAG National Convention. We went to the Human Rights National Convention, and we will be going to the Gay, Lesbian, Chamber of Commerce National Convention as well, too. And those are three things that we would love to continue to do on a yearly basis if it's possible. So I just want to say thank you very much for all the people that have gone backwards for us, for the person that, for example, Victor Gornikosh, that his music that plays on our website is, you know, we didn't have to pay for the music. It's just been amazing, all the wonderful support and all the mentors that are in our website as well, too, and it couldn't happen without everyone.
So awesome.
And I think that speaks volumes to what you're doing, Jorge, is, you know, you're putting out all these good vibes in the world, and you're genuinely interested in helping other people. And, you know, I respect that about you a lot, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. I never really do it for recognition. I'm not really that type of person, but I'm proud of what we've accomplished. I'm glad that we're making a difference. And most importantly, I'm thankful that the reception has been wonderful and people are buying into what we're trying to do. And, you know, I think that this will continue to grow and it could be an example for other people so they can continue to try to make a difference in the world.
I think that's beautiful said. Well, thank you for joining us, Jorge, and for Bruce and myself, we're so happy that y'all have stayed and listened with us today. You can find us on Twitter at OQE Podcast, on Facebook at the same, on email, OQEPodcast@gmail.com, and listen to us on your podcast list service of choice, whether it be here on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, some other ones I've not heard of until we began this venture. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share us with friends, family, and anyone else you see on the street. Bye, y'all.